Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined here by Tim Harrison, who's Head of Wealth Management at Lydia Investments. How are you today, Tim?
Well, I'm pleased to wake up to see England have beaten Bangladesh in what could be termed a bit of a nail-biter.
Well, yes, for the third umpire, I'm sure he didn't know what to do most of the game there. But
Christmas card list struck off.
You've got a couple of stocks for us to look at, big-ticket stocks. So which one do you want to start
with? Yeah, it's going to be an interesting week because there's a lot of companies reporting. There's also, furthermore, a lot of M&A activity, as I highlighted last week, continuing on with the AT&T-Time Warner merger potential. You've obviously got one company that we're looking at in that space later on in the week is BT. Now, obviously, BT is everyone's favourite, every retail investor's favourite, pays a solid dividend, company's gone from strength to strength. They have been afforded pretty much a monopoly in the broadband networking space, but as their growth has continued, you would suggest that Ofcom, etc., are starting to look over the shoulders and make sure they don't become too large. Furthermore, you have got the likes of Virgin, the likes of Sky, who are starting to eat into their dominant position. So latter part of the week, Gavin Paterson will be reporting figures for the company. It should be an interesting set of figures. As I say, you've got merger mania coming back into the telecom space. So it's going to be an interesting one.
Okay, and your next choice?
We're looking at Lloyds. Obviously, over the weekend, you've seen further rhetoric with regards to RBS and their Williams and Glynn stake, potentially the European Commission getting involved with a trustee in there. Lloyds, a few weeks ago, there was chatter going around and there was a statement from the government that they were looking to offload their stake finally. That caused the shares to have a bit of a volatile Friday. They then pulled the plug on that. But Lloyds is a business, the whole banking space has had a bit of a relief if you look at the likes of Barclays who are trading in the 180s. Lloyds are still around the mid-50s, so they're still failing to join the party. Any semblance of positivity and green shoots, so to speak, over the next couple of quarters, I think the shares could really push on hard.
There was a bit of a squeeze last week in the banking sector, presumably on the basis that, you know, people covering their shorts ahead of potential good news. But do we see any good news there coming through? I mean, what's the main driver?
I think the sentiment has been so poor for so long. If you look at Jes Staley, for example, with Barclays, appointed to the top job, bought a huge stake in the company at 233, I believe. They're trading down just over a quid post-Brexit. So they've obviously rallied hard on the fact that, are there any more counterclaims in terms of fixing, etc., etc. So the whole space is very difficult to read. That gives the opportunity for huge upswings, but obviously caution again, you could see some negative sentiment set in.
So once the fines are out of the way, or the possible historical negatives, then we've seen the worst of it, and that's what people are.
Everyone's focused on the PPI claims and things like that, which have been a huge hit to their balance sheets, and obviously having to allocate capital to those sorts of claims. So it's a case of now that one would hope that all of this closet is clear, so to speak, that these guys can actually get back to what they are good at. Lloyds as a business is very much a boring business now. It's not got the investment banking gravitas such as the Barclays. It's not got as much bad stuff on its book as RBS. They've got rid of the mortgage arm in TSB, so it's a pretty dull and...
A challenger bank, really.
Well, again, a couple of challenger banks are reporting this week, so it's an interesting space, and I think banking as a whole has become a much more level playing field. There's a lot more transparency. You can up your current account and move it across to another very quickly. So it is very much a more open space where the bigger players are getting hit by over-regulation to some extent, but it's boring banking, which is at its best.
Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Lydia Investments, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.